death and suffering, but what's the big picture?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry has opened a large creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio.
I've actually found many non-Christians can't understand how we Christians can believe in a God of love with all the death and suffering we see. Well, here's the big picture answer. It's only when we believe and understand the true history of the world, as recorded in Genesis and the rest of the Bible, that we can reconcile a God of love with a world full of death, disease, and suffering. When God first created the world, everything was perfect. There was no death or disease. Now, the first man, Adam, was given a choice, to obey God or disobey him, and suffer the penalty of death. Well, sadly, Adam rebelled. And because we're descendants of Adam, we're sinners also, all condemned to death. Even though we have to die, our souls will live forever, and because of sin, we'd be separated from God. But God's love can be seen in the fact that even though we rebelled, He loved us so much, He stepped into history in the person of Jesus to die on a cross for our sin.
Ken Ham can go into much more depth about this question of why there's death and suffering in the world. His booklet is such an effective evangelistic tool, we'd like you to consider getting 10 of them to pass out. For your donation of any size, we'll send a 10-pack of Ken's booklet on death and suffering. You can order them through our website, answersoffer.org, or over the phone, toll-free, 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS.